Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Free throw on the way. It's up and no good. Rebound tipped out. Thompson's got it. Thompson will dribble it up. No timeout. 10 seconds to go. Cross court, Kuminga. Kuminga finds Curry. Curry steps around. Now with three. Curry with two. Trapped. Lost the ball. Game's over. My goodness. Final score. Curry was trapped, double teamed. What a heartbreaker in a year that is filled, and I mean filled, with heartbreakers. Kings 134, Warriors 133. We're the DoorDash broadcast booth. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert. Final was 134-133. What a four-game series between these two clubs. The last three games of the four decided by 1 point. Our electrifying player of the game, Tom Tolbert, your vote goes to?
I got to go Harrison Barnes.
You got to go.
Harrison
career
was
high.
So good. He really was.
Big shot.
And to do it here against the Warriors, I that probably meant a lot to him. So, and I spoke about how I think he's just a pro's pro, so he's got
to
be it.
Warrior, the electrifying player of the game brought to you by Toyota, class-leading MPG, and more hybrid models than any other brand. Toyota, let's go places. As I mentioned, we're in the DoorDash broadcast booth. And the Warriors with, man, that last possession, just what a letdown. You expected at least to see a shot. I mean, they didn't get a shot off.
But that's always so disappointing.
It is.
Because you just want to see the ball go toward the rim and either have that oh moment or that exhilaration like oh moment. We kind of got the moment.
Yeah, and you know, just to show you that these guys are human, okay, and they're going to have great nights and bad nights. You know, Davion Mitchell can't shoot threes against the rest of the league at all. Not, I shouldn't say at all, but he's having a bad year against the rest of the league. He comes in against the Warriors every time and hits threes,
yeah,
right? So they're human. The things happen. Kevin Huerter, he's a good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
He's 82%. He misses both.
Yep.
The Warriors get the rebound, you know, and don't get a shot. I mean, you got Steph Curry with the ball, one of the best players ever to play this game, and they don't get a shot off. It's just crazy.
How about this anomaly for the game? The leading rebounders on each side, guards.
Yeah.
Steph Curry had six, which is bizarre to have six be your leading rebounder.
Oh, yeah.
And then Kevin Huerter had 10 rebounds. And Kevin Huerter against the Warriors, three out of the four games, is at 9, 9, and 10 rebounds. He averages 3.6. I mean, that's the thing that people think. When somebody shoots 33%, let's say, from three for the season, it doesn't mean they shoot 33% against every single team, every single game. You don't go 1 for 3. If you bat 333 in baseball, you don't go 1 for 3 every game. I mean, nobody's that consistent. You have your ups and your downs and your ups and your downs. But it is interesting that certain players have good games against certain teams. And my only theory on that is, because I think looking back, I used to have some pretty good games against Utah. I don't know why. Maybe it was early on and I had a good game against Utah. And then I just felt comfortable playing against Utah. And it was a good matchup for me.
Because you hated Karl Malone.
No, because I knew he was going to kick my ass on the other end. I go, I got to get something back here. Yeah. Jeez. But once you have a couple good games against a team, you just feel confident. So going into the game feeling confident, that's half the battle. Like, you're not worried about anything. You're just like, oh, yeah, I play good against this team. I'm gonna play good tonight. So you're already in the mindset of I'm going to play good tonight. So maybe Davion Mitchell, and again, this is a really small sample size. He's 6 for 12 this year on threes. But, you know, maybe he plays the Warriors and he just feels good. He remembers making threes here, and all of a sudden you're in a good mind space. And you go out there and you hit your first three tonight, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, that's what I do against this team. I hit threes. So, but it is interesting. And then some games you play against teams, you're just like, I can't do anything against this team for no reason. I just can't do anything against this team. But it is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. And the other part about this rivalry, and it is a rivalry now. They've played in the playoffs. They've done that. Is that, you know, you go,
You go look at the, you know, from the, it was 4-3 in the first round last year. Warriors won in game 7. Steph had 50. And now this year it's 2-2, and three of the games decided by 1 point. The Warriors, you know, outscored the Kings by 7 in 4 games. So these teams are, you know, the other point about this, you know, if you're the Warriors, you look at this, go, wait a minute, we're playing this team even. We should have a better record for playing a team like this even, right?
You would think,
and yet, again, every time they let one of these get away, then they're not going to get these back. And, again, you're making the hole bigger and bigger and tougher. This could be a very difficult second half for Golden State.
Well, it's just so interesting because I look at it in terms of trying to get to 500, right? Like, get to 500, and then we'll see where you are at that point and where in the season the Warriors are. So you're 3 games below 500. You were 4, now you're 3. Every game's like a 2-game swing, basically. So here's how I look at it. If you would have won that game tonight, you'd be 2 games below 500. Now you're 4 games below 500. So you can't. The only way you get back to 2 games at 500 is win the next 2 at home, but then you're back on the road, where you could have been 2 games under 500 and have a chance to, if you win those 2, to get to 500 before you head on the road. So that's the problem with not only getting down in games. I talk about this all the time in games. When you get down big in games, it's so hard to come back because you're going to put on a run at some point, but then there can be no slippage. Like, you let them get a 7-0 run. Like, you cut it to 9, crowd's going crazy, you're down 28, here they come, you're down 9, and then they go on a 7-0 run, and they're up 16. You're like, that's why it's hard. The same with the season. You start getting behind the chains, as they say, 500, it feels like, okay, they can't get back to 500 until midway through the next road trip, if they win the next 4 games. Now, if you lose one of the next 2, then you're going the road trip, the only way you can get to 500 is to win all the games on the road trip. So now they're not thinking this way. They're thinking game to game. That's how players and coaches think. That's all they have room in their heads for. You can't think big picture all the time. That's for fans. That's for us. Think big picture. What's their placement? Where are they at? Players concentrate on one game. That's it. They don't even know who they're playing on that road trip probably. They just know Saturday is the Lakers. And you might even find a few of them that don't even know they're playing the Sixers on Tuesday because the player, you just don't think that far ahead. But, you know, fans and we look at it that way, or I look at it that way. Yeah. So you start thinking, okay, when can we do this? When can we go? We got 4 games here. We got 2. We got to go. Oh, we got to win. And the season just slowly starts melting away. So by the time you're like, oh, man, we finally got up to 500. You look up and there's like 15 games left, you know, 12 games left. And you're like, oh, that took a lot of energy to get there. So it just, it hurts because have they played great this year? Of course not. Of course they haven't. But there have been games like this where they've been so close, so 50-50 games. And look, the good teams win those, the bad teams lose those. And they've lost their share of those. It just, tonight was such a fun game, an enjoyable game, that I felt like it deserved a last shot to be the ending. Like, at least a shot going up toward the basket. And, again, you, like, kind of hold your breath. Is it good? Is it not good? And you wait for the crowd to, like, erupt or just, oh. And we didn't even get that. The ball just sputtered. And the Warriors, the ironic thing was, the Warriors did a pretty good job tonight not turning the ball over. They only had 13. That was their 13th turnover of the game, which is a perfectly acceptable number for them. But to see the ball kind of dribbling out toward half court was, it was disappointing. Disappointing.
Yep.
In the immortal words of Thomas Jefferson, that sucked.
Your knowledge of the Revolution and the Founding Fathers is without peer.
Yeah, I visited last summer, so I know a lot.
Okay. Is that a Founding Fathers Brewery, or is that...
Well, hey, easy. Don't tell everybody.
Are you doing reenactments now?
Yeah.
That's what I am doing. I'm doing reenactments. I did go to Gettysburg, though, last summer.
Oh, yeah. He did. Isn't that
my neck of the woods.
Isn't that a fantastic battlefield? Oh, my God.
I would... recommend that to anybody that wants kind of a fun trip.
And even if you have someone that is, you know, can't walk a long distance, you can drive around the battlefield and get to every place you want to go. And then you can get out and maybe look around.
The crazy part was when I looked across the battlefield, I'm like, they had to walk all the way from there getting shot at? I'd have been like, out. I'm sorry.
In a heavy
cannon
fire.
You know what? My nose is kind of stuffy. I'm not sure if I can get out. Not sure if I can make it out there today.
Little Round Top was exactly the way I imagined it in my eye. It was just, oh my God.
It was so good. I had no idea it was going to be that good. I'm so glad I went. Yeah, we wrapped that into a Steelers-Niners game and a Phillies-Braves game and a Phillies-Vikings game. Or not Phillies, but Vikings-Eagles game. So it was like three, four sporting events in Gettysburg.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, it was it was like really cool because I felt like you're transported back in time.
It does. It's a spiritual place.
It really is.
And it does. You go back there because of the way they preserved most of the battlefield. You know, you can actually start to imagine things and look around. They have great stone markers there, which tells you exactly what unit was there at that point. So,
and they only have about a thousand markers out there. I mean, the stone markers they have are absolutely
insane.
Insane. And people are like, why are you guys talking about Gettysburg? Because we don't want to think about a ball trickling toward half court. That's why.
Exactly.
Because it's very disappointing. Very disappointing to look up and see the Warriors actually had a higher effective field goal percentage than the Kings and found a way to lose the game. But I will say, I mean, obviously, it was a bummer the Warriors lost that game. But what a fun game.
Absolutely.
Barnes career high 39. Fox had 29. Kuminga, career high 31.
And hit some big shots.
Curry, 33. So, I mean, it was Wiggins. I thought had a hell of a game tonight. 17-4-4. And I just loved his mindset.
Spent a good chunk of the night guarding.
And it's just his attack mode. Like, he was not passive tonight. Like, that's the guy I want to see. Like, the last two nights, I've seen Kuminga do it. That's great. And if they're going to play like this, they can play together. I think they can play together if they play like this. But I haven't seen them play like this together. I haven't seen Wiggins be this aggressive maybe all year. Maybe the first maybe the game they played that they kicked away in Sacramento. I thought that was his best half of the year, the first half, up to that point. But since then, he just hasn't been that guy. And Kuminga is just kind of growing and getting more and more confidence. And I just... individually, that was fun. Just as an NBA basketball fan, that was a heck of a basketball game. I just wish it would have had like a proper ending, but the Kings are pretty happy that was the ending. They didn't have to sweat a last shot. They just watched the ball trickle away and say, "We win, thanks."
So JaVale McGee down getting some wind sprints in. He's running his lines. He didn't get in tonight, so he's going to do that for Sacramento.
That's what your job as a professional basketball player, if you don't play, is to be ready to play. Yep. That's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. And then when they call on you, you never want to be – if you're not ready, he won't call on you again. And so you want to make sure you're ready, and that's what JaVale McGee is doing right now, putting in that work.
That's why I never understand when guys don't have their shirt tucked in on the bench. It's like, dude, come on.
Yeah, it's like, what are you on, picnic? Are you just going to be chilling, watching the game? Did you pay for your ticket?
We're in a Tommy Bahama over there. What are you doing? Come on.
Got your flip-flops on?
Yeah.
Team-issued flip-flops, shower shoes? You're like, good to go?
Oh, my goodness.
No, you should be waiting to hear your name.
So we'll see you on Saturday, 5:30.
The Lakers.
Yep.
The Spider-Man meme game where both teams are looking at each other, pointing at each other, going, hey. Aren't you me?
Yeah, exactly. Wait a minute. Weren't we supposed to be about 10 games over 500 at this point?
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Hasn't happened, but it should be an interesting name. I'm sure the Lakers had to win tonight, too, right?
They were
killing them.
Yeah. The Bulls came back in the fourth, but that game was decided a while before. And then, you know, the other problem for the Warriors, next two games, they're facing teams that are big.
Yes, they are.
And that's
going to
have
to battle.
So.
Yes, it will. All right, Tim.
Enjoy your Friday.
You too.